USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A man has been apprehended following accusations of deliberately driving his vehicle into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. According to officials, the suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility, but security protocols thwarted his efforts. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged, situated just within the gate perimeter in Chamblee, located north of Atlanta. Authorities have reported no injuries, and the identity of the suspect remains undisclosed. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. An Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran will respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran has confirmed the commander's death, stating he was involved in shipping weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that he proposed supplemental aid that includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. Crews are initiating a crucial phase in the process of reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard has declared the establishment of a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels close to the area affected by the collapse of the Key Bridge. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in efforts after the bridge collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The time and location of the president's visit have not been announced. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation.
The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure.
That's USA's Ryan Daniels reporting. The Israeli Prime Minister has had hernia surgery at least once before, back in 2013. Benjamin Netanyahu is aiming to shut down Al Jazeera in Israel, vowing immediate action after a new law against the Qatar-based news outlet was passed. He accused Al Jazeera of supporting Hamas's October attack and alleged some of its journalists collaborated with the militant group. The Biden administration is expressing concern, citing freedom of the press. In February, more than a third of home purchases were made with cash, as indicated by a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. These figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of 38% from back in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z. A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in that age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.